Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So anyway, Durkin is out. And if you look over on the Senate side, the new leader will be State Senator John Curran. Politico writes, secured the unanimous support from colleagues to take the reins of the Senate from current Senate Minority Leader Dan McConkie. They say Dems like him, too. Curran has a good relationship with Democrats. Watch for more efforts to reach across the aisle going forward, at least initially. But it is a moderate Republican response, it seems like, right now. Senator John Curran of Downers Grove is on a phone line. Congratulations, John. Thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time.
Thank you, John. It's always great to be with you.
What do you make of all of this? What direction are the Republicans, or should Republicans in Illinois, go right now?
John, Republicans more and more have been frozen out of the process in Illinois. So, I view my role, this new role, as part of the process. And Illinois Republicans want greater say. They want greater input in the policies of the state. We need Illinois Republicans more involved in the process if we're going to bring balance and balance out the ultimate policies of this state. The Democrats are having a very difficult time resisting or saying no to the extremes in their base. They need Republican participation. So that's really my charge.
I think a lot of people across the state think that we need a more vigorous Republican Party. But how do you persuade your own to get in line, that is, to lean to the middle?
Mike, I think it's less about leaning to the middle and making sure it's more so focusing on representing their districts, the areas of the state that they represent, less focus on national politics, less focus on anything going on outside of Illinois. Let's represent our districts and work together in a manner to collaborate and effectuate good change to the policy proposals that are put forth here in Springfield.
Senator, I want to back up on that. And a House leader earlier said, Durkin said, that the party was too far to the right and should move to the middle. Do you think he's wrong?
Mike, the part, the national party.
He's talking about the state party to win in Illinois.
No, the state party is a collection of representatives in the House and the Senate and local government. So we just need to continue to work together. No one is too far right, too far left. The reality is, we just need to be unified and work towards common ground in producing better policy. Some would see that as moderation, and that's fine, but the reality is it's participation. Illinois Republicans have to convince voters that we want to participate, and our greater participation in the process is going to be to the benefit of all Illinoisans.
Right.
That's our job, to sell that. However that's framed as conservative or moderate, that's the job we're elected to do.
You're talking to two voices right now, by the way, Senator. I'm John Williams, and Steve Bertrand from the newsroom is also here. But if that's the case, I don't think anybody argues that we need more participation from Republicans in the state of Illinois. And this is coming from a lot of people who think or vote Democrat. But then a Darren Bailey becomes the candidate at the top of the ticket, and you sort of X yourself out. That's what I mean when I say, how do you persuade your own party to lean more towards the middle?
Mike, that's going to be a robust discussion at the next primary, as we're picking candidates, the party's picking candidates. But at this point, with the upcoming General Assembly, we have an opportunity to take those positive steps now, where we can then demonstrate to those elements in the party that this is the way to go. You want to actually participate in the governance of this state. So it's lead by example first, and then the communication and conversation after.
We're ganging up on you, but I want you to be clear about this. So you think Leader Durkin was wrong?
I think Leader Durkin was focused on the results of the 2022 election. We are focused on charging ahead into 2023 here. There is no doubt that what we presented to voters at the top of the ticket was not embraced statewide. We have to do better, and we're going to have to learn those lessons from the 2022 election. So I don't think he's wrong, but I think we have to move past that and focus on the task at hand that's coming up.
Senator, I have less than a minute left. Are you going to have a hand at all in amending or tweaking the Safety Act?
So far, I've been frozen out of the process, John, and that's an example of the Democrats 2 years ago chose to go it alone. They have been unable to stand up to the extremes in their base, and because of that, we have had nothing but divisiveness in this state and over the last 2 years on that topic. We are still frozen out. If the Democrats truly want to fix this, bring Republicans into the process, we will help moderate the balance between civil liberties and public safety. That's all we're trying to find here, is a moderate approach between those two pillars.
I'm out of time, but we need to put you on again and more often. State Senator John Curran, Downers Grove, congratulations on your new appointment, and good luck to us all.
John, thank you very much.